from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Youth Express, the nation's first 24/7 radio station devoted to youth writing, music, and conversation.
I don't know why some people look down on people who either give up on college or never go in the first place.
There are people that just hate you because of your race or ethnicity, but we are definitely making progress.
She's hungry for everything, the life within, trying to find her way around again. Looking and searching is what she's doing.
So I followed my brother down to the riverbank, and we donned our skates. While Lev hurried, I tarried. While Lev trudged through the slush, I caught a flake on my tongue.
My parents are from Bhutan. They migrated to Nepal, and I born there, and I moved here in the US. So it's a long journey to get here.
Today, a radio drama and an original documentary on the arts in Westmoreland County. But first, Pittsburgh Public Schools graduates share what they look forward to in their next stage of life.
One of my goals when I graduate is to become a psychologist and to be able to help people who come out of the military who have post-traumatic stress disorder.
One of my goals when I graduate high school is to experience a lot in life, taste different foods, see different places, so I won't go around being so closed-minded.
I wanted to pursue my music career because I'm an upcoming rapper, or I wanted to dance because I love to dance.
I want to go into sports management at CalU or Robert Morris because I like sports a lot. I want to stay in it.
My life goal is to get my name out there, and I've already conquered high school. So now all that's left is to go to college, make my name there, go into the world, and make my name there.
I've always wanted to do engineering because I've always had an interest in physics and stuff like that, but I like advertising too because I like psychology and selling stuff, so it's very hard to decide.
After high school, I plan to attend Slippery Rock University and major in psychology and I'll stay there for at least 4 years and then go to graduate school to get my PhD.
Yes, I'm going to CCAC and then I plan to transfer to a university.
My plan is after high school. I got multiple. Right now I'm choosing. I want to go to the Art Institute for animation and directing. I like making movies and I want to go to Navy. You know, I like stuff that make my adrenaline rush.
One of my goals when I graduate high school is to go to college and become either a surgeon or a pediatrician. I love helping kids. I love the thought of people feeling good about themselves.
After I graduate, I plan to attend community college in hopes of achieving the Pittsburgh Promise, in hopes of going to Pitt to study biochemistry or something of that nature, and never ceasing to further my education after that.
Career is my biggest thing, but I mean, finding myself and just getting my life on track before I start my big careers is important to me too, because if I know who I am and what I can do, then that will help my career even more and it will make me succeed.
Next, middle school students at Pittsburgh Public's Summer Dreamers Academy share an original superhero radio drama.
Summer Dreamers Productions presents The Heroes of Ypres.
Long, long ago, I think it was last Wednesday, lived five normal kids. Their names were Janvier, Solomon, Eli, Emily, and Anwar. So one time, they were sitting in a classroom, just chatting. The teacher was out, and the rest of the students were just goofing around when they heard rumbling outside. Suddenly, they saw that it was a meteorite.
Oh my god, look at the meteor!
Pikachu fly like a bird!
Oh my god, the meteor is coming right. Like, look at the sky, yo.
That's not a meteor.
No.
It fell on the ground.
Dude,
destroying everything in its path.
What is happening? Where is the teacher? Where is everyone? Hello? Can you hear me?
Solomon, what should we do?
I don't know. Let's get out of this rubble. Why are we sitting here chatting?
We should go get that meteorite.
And then the five kids got out of the rubble and looked around. They saw nothing, only destruction, but also the meteorite. It was a dark, purple, blackish color, almost like an obsidian. They went up to it and saw that it was covered in a green fluid. They didn't know what it was. But soon, they found an amazing secret.
Guys, look at this stuff right here. What is this? What's happening to me? Yeah, I feel super fast now.
Oh, Anwar, what did you fall into? Ow, ow! I fell into this liquid. What is it doing to me? It stings. Ow, ow! Oh my god, look, I can control the wind. Oh, look what I can do. I can lift up rocks using the wind. Oh my god.
Ginger, I can fly and I can keep fire.
I want all the powers. Why?
No, Jamfear, it's too much.
I feel all the powers.
Oh no, look, he's changing. What's happening to his face?
He's growing and turning purple. Jamfear, are you okay?
I am no longer Jamfear, I am Vanjir.
Oh, that's really cool, Vanjir. Let's go fight crime.
I like crime.
Vanjir, what did you say?
I'm gonna crack the world.
On our last segment, a documentary about Westmoreland County's changing arts landscape.
The Fountain of Youth Philanthropy.
Pursuing a brighter future for Westmoreland County.
Ugh, I'm so bored. There's nothing to do here.
This seems to be a common mindset among today's youth in rural and suburban areas. These communities are struggling to engage this generation. But can art be a potential solution? According to Princeton University, the mere presence of art in art organizations is proven to increase the appeal of an area, improving community image and status.
In an area like Westmoreland County, where the median age is 25% older than the national average, finding ways to keep the community vibrant and appealing is of the utmost importance.
Kelly Brisbane, assistant to the president at Westmoreland Cultural Trust and leader of the Art in the Alley project, describes how art can be used for this mission.
It's a proven fact that if you have an area that is declining, if you bring the arts into that area, the area will begin to thrive.
Westmoreland County's artists and art institutions are hard at work to maximize this impact and make a direct appeal to youth.
However, Joan McGarry, Director of Education and Visitor Engagement at the Westmoreland Museum of American Art, explains the difficulty traditional museums are having attracting youth.
To be honest, I would say that the bulk of the individuals who visit our museum on a regular basis are probably somewhere around the age of 60 and above. You have to want to be looking for us, and you know, young people aren't necessarily looking at the art museum as a place that they want to follow. So getting word out that we are doing fun programs that are meant to attract young people and raising awareness that there is fun stuff going on in there.
Another person raising awareness of arts in Westmoreland County is local Greensburg incubator artist Nicholas Silvis, who recognizes an additional obstacle.
There seems to be a stigma around museums, and there's like a barrier between the public and the front door of the museum where people who don't feel like they're educated enough or wealthy enough are allowed to go into a museum.
To provide a more open environment and involve the younger generation, new initiatives are being implemented beyond the museum. Brisbane's Art in the Alley is an interactive art project that includes vibrant colors and original works by local artists. Located next to the Palace Theater, Art in the Alley has become a community favorite.
I think it's kind of a destination spot within downtown Greensburg now. People want to see where that famous alley is, and they want to get a selfie in the alley and showcase that on Instagram or Snapchat. It's different because it's something to do that's free. And a lot of younger people don't have a lot of money to be able to do a ton of things in town. Everybody's pride in the actual piece itself, it's unbelievable.
Brisbane gives a glimpse of the interactive experiences that the alley has to offer for all ages.
The kids, the adults, the grandparents, every single age range is jumping in and having fun in the alley. My office is just above, so I can hear people out there. There's a constant buzz. When I come out to go over to the Palace Theater, there are people out there jumping in, like standing on the shopping carts and laying down on the loading dock where the hearts are and sitting on the piano steps. Just to see younger people feeling pride that it's there because, hey, you know what? We've got some cool things going on in our town. It gives hope for rebirth.
Artistic leaders throughout the county are working to cater to the interests and passions of the younger generations, like Joan McGarry, who discusses how the museum is taking steps to diminish the stigma surrounding social standards.
Diversity and inclusion has been another thing that's very important to museums and providing a safe environment for everybody to come and experience the same access to the arts. The arts are for everybody. There's no economic bracket that's not welcome. There's no particular way that you have to dress. Just come on in and be comfortable.
Art influencers are actively working on new ideas to engage youth in Westmoreland County. However, more awareness is necessary to allow our community to flourish. Silvis goes on to say how nonprofits can work to help local art missions.
I would say continue to support young artists through things like this, through Art in the Alley. Have opportunities like this for the public, have opportunities for youth to come and be involved with or just experience. So keep promoting young artists and opportunities that way.
Intentional steps must be taken to promote the arts for the betterment of the community, such as Art in the Alley and new museum initiatives. These projects are transforming art in a way that is right up youth's alley.
The Fountain of Youth Philanthropy was produced by the Community Foundation of Westmoreland County's Youth Philanthropy Interns with support from SLB Radio Productions.
All statements and opinions are those of the speakers and do not necessarily represent those of the Community Foundation.
More information on the Youth Philanthropy Internship Program can be found at cfwestmoreland.org.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Youth Express. Youth Express is made possible with support from the Henry L. Hillman Foundation, the Pittsburgh Penguins Foundation, and the 33 Foundation, and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at youthexpress.org.